You're hearing an interview feature from Echoes, the nightly music soundscape heard on stations across the U.S. and online at echoes.org. Khaki King's natural hair color is dark brown, usually worn in some kind of a low-maintenance style, much like her usual attire, which tends to be no muss, no fuss. But for her new work, she's undergone an image makeover.
Well, the guitar is all white, so I found an all-white costume. I have to wear sunglasses because the projector is sort of in my face, and I wear white sunglasses, and then eventually I thought, I have to go blonde. I have to get the whole thing. So, and when I say blonde, I mean it's like white, like white as a wall white. And the reason is that the lighting looks really, really cool on my hair, my shoulders. That was why I did that.
Khaki King's white transformation is all part of her recent conceptual work, The Neck is a Bridge to the Body. It's the most ambitious project the guitarist has tackled to date. While she's dressed in white, she and her guitar are splashed in colors, patterns, and images. In our studio, Khaki King is dressed in her more typical attire, a sleeveless gray tank top, red scarf, and jeans. But the hair and guitar are definitely Andy Warhol white. King is one of the leading fingerstyle acoustic guitar players out there, but with this new work, she's attempting a bigger statement.
I get to explore in this show all of the feelings I have about the guitar, my relationship to it, its relationship to itself, its endless possibility, its endless shape-shifting, and the way the guitar is able to fit inside of so many different genres all around the world. I like its shape-shifting ability.
The Neck is a Bridge to the Body isn't a history of the guitar. Khaki King isn't out there playing blues one moment, folk in another, and then a bit of classical.
No, it's not a history in terms of when it started and what happened to it. It's more of an exploration of identity in a new way. I mean, I think that the 20th century, music in the 20th century, let's face it, was about exploring the identity of the guitar. And for me, it's a different kind of identity. It's like a... I don't know, the show's very personal. It might only make sense to me.
Khaki King has set up her guitar as a projection screen using video mapping that projects a perfectly sized image onto her instrument. On stage, with images from a company called Glowing Pictures, the guitar morphs, explodes, and reconfigures as the projections mix abstract patterns, city scenes, and even a section with animated guitars as a way for King to tell her story about growing up and being something of an outcast.
No, I was Miss Popularity. Yes, you picked up on that. That scene is my life story. So the scene is basically of the white guitar, and it goes through its day, and it interacts with other guitar characters, some of whom are mean, some of whom are supportive, some of whom are very coquettish. And it is, it's me. It's me being a teenager. And it's my It's Get Better. Let's just say that, you know. Yes, it's totally my life story.
King uses a wide palette of electric guitar effects. She creates deep ambient expanses. Orchestrates elaborate looping patterns that turn her guitar into a percussion orchestra. And she goes heavy metal. That last piece is called The Battle is a Learning and sounds like Metallica in a bad mood.
But Battle is a Learning is about the tension and excitement and frustration that happens when you start to learn something for the first time. There's a struggle, and yet there's an excitement to it. So it's these sort of competing emotions. That's kind of what I'm trying to express in that moment with the really loud guitars, and the visuals are they're beautiful, but they're angry at the same time.
Since her debut album 12 years ago, Khaki King has been nothing if not daring. She's freely abused expectations and was never simply a solo acoustic guitar player. On The Neck is a Bridge to the Body, a track called Surface Changes could serve as a metaphor for her career.
The surface of the guitar kind of falls apart, it sort of becomes unstable, and then it becomes a wooden guitar, and it becomes all of these different things. And that is just, to me, a very good metaphor for the ways in which the guitar has been able to find its way into different genres, create different genres, continues to be an instrument that people want in their music. There's still things that you can do with guitar that people haven't done yet. There's so much to discover. And I think that the Surface Changes is my way of saying that that's how I feel about the guitar. I feel like it can be anything.
Guitarists like Pat Metheny and the late Michael Hedges have said they weren't primarily guitarists, it just happened to be the instrument they fell into as a way of expressing their musical ideas. But for Khaki King, it's all about the guitar.
The guitar is the thing that I owe my life to, and so I'm showing up for what the guitar can offer.
Khaki King's new album is called The Neck is a Bridge to the Body on Short Stuff Records. I hope you've enjoyed this production of Echoes. To hear more features and music like this, sign up for Echoes Online, our 24-hour on-demand music soundscape service. It's at echoes.org. That's Echoes, echoes.org. This is a production of Echoes, which holds all rights. Duplication, sale, broadcast, or distribution of this production in any fashion is strictly prohibited without the express consent of Echoes.